This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Oh, man. This is it. You press play. Congratulations on that. Pressing play on this shit.
That's a big step for you today.
That's it, man.
That's the first thing. That's probably the best thing you've done all day.
That's how you starting to hear this in the first place. Because you press play. So shout out to that, man. First off, we want to congratulate you, man. They be out here with podcasts. It's all about them, man. You know what this is? It's all about you. Good morning, good afternoon. Good. Whenever we hit.
Evening,
ended up dropping the shit.
Yeah.
Because we're working on a fucking schedule.
You know, know what I'm saying?
But shout out to that, man. Welcome back to a brand spanking new episode of Random Order, episode 30. This is episode 30. Random Order by 4YE Media, presented by Much Studios. It's your boy, the most handsome man. I'm out here.
You want to go or you want... Oh,
baby Trey.
Hey.
That's it.
The baby don't know when to go. He just do
he
it.
He's just a baby.
I'm just a baby.
That's it.
My first couple days here, y'all know what it is.
You just started walking.
Baby Trey.
Shout out to that. The chocolate one. Let's get it,
sir.
Yeah, man.
This is this is for sure the last episode.
I think maybe. It's fucking hot, so I'd rather...
In this office?
I would like to be the last episode.
Probably the last episode in this office.
This is the last sweaty episode.
Yeah.
This is it. So if I start sweating, I get extra glaze up and shit.
Mm-hmm. That's how I wore it last time. I wore this hoodie so I could sweat extra hard.
I should have worn my hoodie.
You know, for the last time, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
Mm-hmm.
In case you guys are coming from episode 29, I don't know if... do you guys... This is maybe a stupid question. Well... All right, whatever. I'm still going to ask it.
Take your time, baby. Take your time.
When you guys watch this podcast, do you guys skip episodes? I hope you don't. But like some people may just click on what...
Might click on this one. This might be the first episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They maybe... It's not like I do that. I tune in and out of podcast sometimes.
Yeah. Not sometimes to mention like... Hundreds of episodes and shit.
Yeah. So you're not finna start from the... I was about to say that. You're not finna start from the beginning. You just finna start and go for it.
If you want.
Yeah. I feel like I don't even want to title these... podcast like episode 24, episode 25, because it makes you feel like, yo, they're way too deep into the show to like get started. Like, you know, I'd rather just give them memes and be like, yo, whatever one's interesting to you, and then just have the... I may switch it up.
Yeah, let's do that.
Have the episodes just names in the description.
Numbers? Yeah, no numbers.
Yeah.
Because like puts a timestamp on it too. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, no, I feel that. I actually feel that.
Yeah. Do you guys fuck with that?
Let's think about it.
Yeah, we'll think about
it. That's it.
We'll think about it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, we'll think about it. But
do we still say free take AR?
Yo,
like, not really. Like he's probably in there. Like,
yo, it's crazy because
he
like,
can't be freed anymore at this point. You know.
Now you're just saying it.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah.
It's just a t-shirt now. Maybe
nigga, they said $5 to $99.
For how?
Like, don't give me that range. Like, don't.
But
just tell him. Like, just give me a smaller range.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
Cause that's too much. It could be 6 years or it could be fucking 90.
I'd rather they said like 75 to 99. I really rather.
Yeah, like
that.
Shorten the gap. So I'm like, all right, like, for sure it's gonna be a long time.
Yeah, I'm sitting here for a minute. Yeah,
five. That's a lot. Out here, five. I'd be five, like, nah. But it's crazy because like I mean, I never really stopped to think what I was like saying and shit. But everyone out here saying like free take K and shit like this, and this whole wave. Everyone knows a wave, the free take K wave, and
it started with
like,
free Ayo.
Bro, he...
That's where I started.
Yeah.
No, not even...
I was 5 years old. I didn't know
what
he did.
Yeah.
I'm like, free that nigga. Free that nigga.
But fucking, like, this guy caught two bodies. And I was thinking about that today. I'm like, yo, that's fucked. Like, he had a lot of people saying, like, free this guy.
It's like, fucked. And sometimes there's no, like, really understanding of when you're saying to free somebody. Like,
yeah.
what they've done or what they're accused of doing, and
like that's why they disconnected.
Like, it just becomes cool, yeah.
Because Free Meek was like, "Yo, free this guy. Yeah. This guy did nothing the last wrong."
Time, that's when I said, "Like, yo, oh, he actually free this guy.
Yeah, sure. Free Rocky.
Yeah, free Rocky for
free
sure.
Rocky. That, free Rocky.
That one makes a lot of sense. Bro.
We saw the video. Mm-hmm. Like every, you know what I mean? That's crazy. That's crazy.
I would have
like,
done the same thing.
Yeah. I was shocked when he told me he was in jail. Because remember, I'm like, wait, hold on, he fought.
You didn't even see him fight. Yeah.
I saw him like kind of
now I caught down,
caught up. But I seen like I watched a video of him just saying like, "Yo, chill." And then the next dude I saw like 2 days ago was fucking 2 days after that was fucking.
He seems the guy's like, upside down.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Back out. I feel like he like Rocky handled it in like the way to not to avoid getting locked.
Yeah, that's
up.
The whole point.
Like he made the video like live video like, "Yo, this is what's happening. This is the story, so they can't misconstrue it." And then. He still got locked up. It's so fucking weird, bro.
Bro, he said stop following. He got a translator to say stop following me.
You have
and
you're
still doing it. Yeah. Yo, it's self-defense now.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm making
him go upside down too.
That's all they looked at. They looked at it like, yo, you're in my country. You're rich. You think you can just do whatever you want? Like, nah.
But nah, though, down. Like rich or not, I feel like.
That was very reasonable.
That was very reasonable. Like what? How he handled that situation.
Yeah, I know, but like them niggas is looking at it like some hater shit. Like, yo, he's rich. He's young. He's black. Mm-hmm. He's here. Like fuck off.
Yeah, let's get it.
Sure. Let's get it. Like, I don't know. Remember that whole fucking ban against Tyler the Creator,
Australia and Australia,
and he's like, bro, it's just yo. Let this man make his money. Let this man do what he's doing. He's not doing nothing wrong. Like, it's crazy. It's obvious what that is.
Like, well, I mean, I think over there they have more views on like they have more laws and more. Seriousness about just like quality of life and like what your messages are as public figures, right? Like over here, we're kind of more like freedom of speech, quote unquote, you know, like whatever, you know, but over there, they're more like, look, like we don't want certain messages being spreaded and things of that nature. So I understand like why they took his situation more seriously because back then Tyler was wild and like. I seen them roll a joint with the Bible. I had to hold my head, like, bro, like, this is a lot, bro. You know what I'm saying?
So
like,
I agree.
I get it. Like, obviously, you know, now he's totally different. He's mature, like, and I'm happy. Like, he probably fixed that situation. I think he's been overseas now, so it's cool. I think it's still extreme, but I get where they're coming from, though. You know,
I hear that. Free Rocky though, for sure.
Free Rocky, don't
say
sure.
that.
That shit's crazy.
That's damn, 5 to 99 though, nigga. Damn. Yeah.
How long has Rocky been in there now? Like probably two weeks now.
And he may be in there for another week.
That's
a whole month.
Bro, a week be moving slow in my life.
Especially if you don't know what the fuck anyone's saying. Mean, so like, imagine being in jail with like five like Swedish guys and you don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Put me in the basement, nigga.
Crazy. Bro, I got a tattoo today, and at the tattoo shop, my boy was showing me. You guys know, like, you ever see those tasks where people like black out sections of them?
Yeah, I saw
Bro, so
today.
He was showing me this Vice thing of like people do like a documentary about it.
Yeah.
Bro, it was the craziest shit. Like you have people who like black their whole body, right? And they have people like holding them down. And the guy's like, yo, when people tell me to stop, that's when I push them harder to keep going because it's about like pushing the physical limits of your body. And like they don't really do it. I'm not gonna say everybody doesn't do it for the look, but they more so do it for the experience of like
fucking
physical torture,
being crazy,
of just like, yeah, I guess in a way, like to us, but it was fascinating. But I was like, bro, this is crazy, bro. Like, there's no way, like, the man is just like a marker with the fucking gun, bro.
Nah, fuck all that,
yo. And the guy's on the, he's like, imagine that, he's fucking screaming and shit, and squirming, and I'm like, bro,
nah, yeah, you have to tranquilize me for a long
time. Why do you want that?
It's crazy, man.
Just wear a sleeve. Yeah, at that point, you might as well wear a fucking skin tight shirt.
Yeah.
Like a compression shirt.
Yo, all the time. Oh,
just get a black one. They have these.
Fucking skin tight.
Bro, wouldn't your whole arm just be bleeding?
Bro,
aren't you one big cut?
That's what
you
it
gotta
is.
You got to come back and shade it in and shit?
Bro, mate, you touch it up and shit. Like, bro, I've seen a man like he's just dripping blood and the blood is just black because it's hitting ink, right? It's coming down.
No. Tattoo
black,
all right,
bro. It was
tattoo
crazy.
Artists shouldn't even be. They shouldn't do that job.
Yeah.
If I was a tattoo artist, they said just do it.
Me out.
Just I'd black like, me out. Wait, no, I'm okay.
Just going for a really zoomed in tattoo. Oh, it's a dragon, but it's zoomed all the way in.
It's a dot.
Damn.
Hey, you might have done something right there.
Shit, man. You gotta you know, like 10,000 people with all black ink gotta come together for you to see the dragon. Like, oh,
nah, you're not even. I just get the fucking QR codes when you fucking put your phone to my shit. Mm, then it pops up and that's my tat. You know,
2030 shit. You know what was your tattoo like?
Yo, it was bad today, bro. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, I have a few tats in that general vicinity, the leg, and it was, bro, it was rough, man. The back of the leg, the back of the calf, especially the upper calf. He showed me, like, while he was doing my tat, he told me, he's like, yeah, like, this spot is actually, like, a top tier spot in terms of, like, pain threshold and tats.
What's the worst fucking spot?
Probably like, it was one of those. Maybe, yeah.
That's top of my list. Yeah.
Like that, yeah, probably.
Anywhere I don't for sure want to get a tattoo, that's number one. Oh, yeah, my scrotum for sure.
And not my Gucci either.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah, doing that's that. Number. It's a close tie. They're really close. Yeah, they're neck and neck.
Yeah. Honestly, I wouldn't want to get any of those.
You're squirming and shit?
Yeah, I was squirming. Like, he did the hardest parts first. So like he knew I was about to be on some shit. So he was holding my left leg, like he was holding it down because he knew like when he hit that spot I was about to.
Yeah.
People, it doesn't hurt that much. Oh yeah, you'll deal with it. But,
liars.
But then I meet other people who are like, yo, nigga, if you don't have to do a shit, mm-hmm. don't do it.
But at the same time,
I don't know what to do.
At the same time, everyone that I ask like, yo, do tattoos hurt? And they're like, oh, like you got to find out, or no, they don't really hurt. And then when I got one, I'm like. Like, I kind of see what they're saying. I can't really explain if it hurts.
It's
like,
bearable.
You'll deal with it. Like, yeah. Like, when I was getting mine, I was just scrolling on Instagram and shit. And then a couple seconds, I'll be like,
yeah, something you look
what's
yeah.
that? What's
yeah,
that? Yeah, that's exactly. a new spot, eh?
Yeah, that's the nose.
Yo, you got that part already. So boss.
Like, are you going back? Yeah.
And then you get numb to it again. Yeah. Then it, like, comes back. But I don't know. Like, it's bearable.
To me, it hurts. But to me, it's just one of those things where, like, you can't stop once you start, right? Yeah. Like, I'm not finna be, like, one of these unfinished niggas like walking around with no disrespect that would be to me. Y'all, but
no disrespect to me. Yeah, it's fine. That would be me.
Once I start, I know I gotta finish that shit. So no matter how much it hurts, like that's my mindset. Like we gotta finish.
I don't wanna make
finish.
Two trips.
Yeah, as soon as he did the first line, twice. I was like, why did I do this? Why do I keep coming back and doing this? Mm. Why do I keep paying this guy to do this to me?
To hurt me.
But I gotta finish. And I
finished. I'll be fucking. You know what I'm saying? I'll probably faint.
I did two tats. I did one right after. I was like, fuck it. Let's just do the other one right after, bro. Fuck it.
Oh, for real? You got two?
Yeah, I got two. I got one in the front.
Oh, shit. Nigga, what was that? You show both of them?
A little triangle.
It's a little triangle. Yeah, it's a Triforce shit. Shout out to all my nerds.
Shells is a Triforce. Look at that.
Shout out to that.
Yeah, when are we getting our matching tats, bro?
Fucking. Whenever you're ready.
Who, y'all niggas?
Yeah. We're both going to get your name.
Yeah.
You write Jer. You tattoo Jer on your back.
He does name.
Aluminium.
Awesome Nick Cannon shit.
Yeah. Nick Cannon has that?
What do you have?
Nick Cannon used to have Mariah. He might still have it. Mariah on his back, like huge. Like,
oh, I remember
shoulder
that.
To shoulder, like huge as fuck.
I remember that.
No, my tattoo artist got to work on that. Like, change this shit to Merry Christmas.
You know, I feel like he might have covered it still. I think he might have covered it. Let me look this up.
Yo, you got to be sure. Like,
Mariah, like just like fucking sure. yelling on my back.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he covered it. Yeah.
He covered that. Huh?
He got like a fucking
angel wings or some shit. That's the only
he
shit
got. Jesus on. Now he got Jesus on the cross. Oh, he got a whole bunch of shit. He looked like an LA nigga.
Oh, I fucking remember this tat.
Yeah, man, he was wild. He was in.
And
love.
That was his only back tattoo.
That was at the time. Yeah.
That was your back tattoo debut, my nigga.
Yeah, Nick. What
he
the
cleaned
fuck?
It up though.
The font was even all that.
Yeah.
The font fucking sucks. That's a hard picture though. Mariah smiling right there. She's like, hey, got this.
Y'all see this?
Yeah, I got this.
You think I got a tat?
Ask me if I got a tat, nigga. That's exactly what I say.
Honestly, I feel like he did it. He got this tat just for that picture. Cause he knows like pops, like I'll hug you.
Yeah.
The paparazzi will catch it, it'll look fire. I feel like, yeah.
That's some Nick Cannon shit though.
Yeah.
That's some Nick Cannon shit.
Yeah, he definitely greased that before he went outside.
Yo, speaking of Nick Cannon, well, not really, but just in the realm of comedians and black comedians.
I know.
You see Eddie Murphy.
Oh, that.
Just closing. Well, they're close to closing the deal on a new stand-up special.
I thought it said it closed.
Did it? I don't know. I checked.
Damn, I missed that shit.
I checked earlier. I don't know if it closed yet. It was about to close when I checked.
No, I think they closed for 70 million.
Nigga, are you a basketball player?
Damn, nigga.
Shout out to my nigga, Eddie Murphy.
Shout out to that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
R.I.P. Charlie Murphy.
Yeah, facts. Y'all ever heard like old Eddie Murphy music?
Nah.
Yo, he got some slaps.
Music?
Yeah.
Let me play. Bro, why am I just hearing this?
You play. Yo, he got some slides. This is
nah, this is a simulation. Like, I never heard of this shit in my life.
Nah, I'm telling you, bro.
Eddie Murphy. Yo, you know who I've been listening to?
Play. What?
I've been listening to Jermaine Jackson.
Really? You got good shit?
I was about to look like you. What? You listen to me?
Meaning?
Oh, fuck.
Nah. It's some fire shit.
Nah, send me some shit, bro.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
Like, when you put me on the Rick James, that's my shit. Fire and Desire. Oh my
Yo,
God,
they're singing bro. Like so offbeat, but it's passionate.
It works, bro. It works.
Oh,
bro.
Man.
It works, bro.
You fast. Oh, this is a copyright strike.
Oh, yeah.
We're 10 minutes in.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yo, let's go to Scooters right now, nigga. Take the roof off. Put it in the trunk this time.
Very dope.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Foxx.
My
Fox
girl
the same thing.
Likes to party all the time. Party all the time.
Oh,
that's him. That's Eddie Murphy. Yeah.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Man, I don't know where.
Rick James wrote that shit.
Someone just came outside. I think they got a tiger in their backyard. That's crazy.
In where at? So I can avoid that.
I think this is in India. Oh,
okay.
Like
yeah.
I hate when that shit happens. Yeah. Man, you ever go outside? There's a tiger in your backyard.
Man, I'm sorry.
I hate that shit.
That'd be the worst.
This morning.
I be really needing to go somewhere too, man.
Really got to throw the trash out.
Just be chilling right by your car. Can't even get eaten. Yo, man. I asked Twitter. I said, yo, we're recording a podcast. Give me some topics. So let's see what kind of shit y'all come up with.
Really?
Watch this. Let's see.
Fatality, human fucking bandana. What's happening with you? You have a mic?
Oh, yeah.
Yo, this camera's heavy as fuck.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Since you started this podcast, you started going to the gym and lifting and shit. And your biceps poking right now, if you ask me.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big shirt, too, so Fatality's going to work.
Yeah.
He's filling the shirt. Congratulations, man.
Shout out to that.
Shout out to that. Filling the shirt. Okay. We got a good one from B Gill underscore 14. He asks, Trey Richards, what does the culture think about Trump trying to help out ASAP Rocky?
Man.
So,
we're the culture is what he's insinuating?
Huh?
We're the culture?
I guess so.
Oh, I don't know what the culture thinks.
I know what I think.
I asked the culture.
You're calling us the culture.
Yeah. Wrong number.
I think the culture. Okay, first off, before we say anything, I think the culture may have a different opinion because everyone has the opinion in life. So, you know, I don't know, but it's kind of, you know, I don't want anyone getting mad or anything on the, you know, YouTube is, you know.
Oh, what do I think personally?
What me does personally? Trevon Richards think?
I think it's great that it's happening, but I also think that it's a good look. So
I think he knows it's a good look, so he's hoping for that reason. But it's just like at this point, it's like, yo, ASAP can't be in there.
Free Rocky,
you heard?
Yeah, Free Rocky.
So it's just like, yeah, he's helping. He's doing something to step up. But it's just like, we all know this guy's a scumbag. We all know he's a piece of shit. So it's like you can tell what he's doing it for, and I think he knows we know what he's doing it for, you know. But it's just like,
yeah,
I don't know. So, but it's whatever, man. Get that boy out. That's
yeah,
all
I mean, yeah, at the end of the day. Weird. It ain't about the journey, you know? It's about destination. So
that's it.
As long as they get them out.
Okay, Slat Fan Club ass. Handle name Science Cat underscore. How's Shell's day going?
Wow. My day was pretty good. You know what? Kind of started fucked up. Let me tell y'all a little story, man. You know, my life.
Shit.
So, you know, I'm leaving the crib. My aunt's like, yo, could you drop some soup at my friend's house? She's very sick. I'm like, damn, I'm running kind of late. My tattoo appointment's in a couple of minutes. I'm like, all right, can't really say no to my aunt. So I leave. I put the soup and she puts it in the bag. I put it in my front seat. I'm driving. I'm trying to do too much things while I'm driving.
Oh, I already don't like where this is going.
Yeah, bro. So I'm driving. I'm trying to check like how far the place is from her house that I'm about to go to. Mm-hmm. I don't see the stop sign. I hit the brakes. Soup all in my whip, my nigga. All on the floor.
You take off heavy? Oh, this is their first time putting your foot on the gas or whatever.
No, I've been driving. No, like I've been on my way to her house. Great. I was like on my phone. I wasn't paying attention on my phone. I'll be honest, guys. Don't be like me. I was on my phone. See the stop sign.
Oh, that's what
stop sign
about.
In the peripheral. You know, yeah. I hit the brakes really hard. Soup just flies forward. And
she's still sick, man.
I cleaned up as much as I could and I brought it to her because I wasn't finna go home and get more. I gotta get somewhere, bro.
Did you give her like a
wait,
splash?
Like off the carpet type shit?
No. Just whatever didn't like spill out of the. Because like my aunt, like she knew like it might spill a bit. So she like put a saran wrap
She had no idea.
She didn't know like that. So I just cleaned it up like as much as I could. I told her it spilled. I'm like, yo, it spilled a little bit, but there's still a good amount.
There's like this much left.
Yeah.
She got two sips.
So that was kind of a fucked up start to my day. But then, you know.
What was your first word?
Fuck.
Yeah, that's my first word for everything. Good or bad, my first word.
Fuck, and then my brakes fucking grinding.
Whip fucking smoking.
You know what I'm saying? I was on my Julian shit. Well, my brother just sent me this. Due to increase in temperatures in the coming days, don't fill your petrol to the maximum limit. It may cause explosion in the fuel tank. Check that
out.
This isn't here?
Toronto?
This
is in Toronto?
Let's see.
What are niggas in Miami and fucking Egypt do?
I don't know. It doesn't say it. It's just a warning picture, yeah.
A man said, how do you feel about a shorty going to Banna without her man? Don Flacco wants to know. Oh, and his at name is Your Shorty's Fave.
Sounds like we should be asking you. Yeah. How do you feel, my nigga?
Nah, it sounds like we should be worried about fucking Your Shorty's Fave.
I think this happened to him. Mm. Changed him as a man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Don Flacco, I don't know how I'd feel. I don't know.
If she like said like,
yeah. Yo, I'm
like, it was in a discussion that, oh, I'm going to Carabana. Then you're like, oh shit, we could go check it out. She's like, oh, nah, I said me.
Oh no, you're gonna go with your boys?
That's a hot girl summer, right?
Oh, you're going too, right? With your people?
That's fine.
Maybe we'll see each other there.
You want to start west of the city? I'll start, you know.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't even understand this hot boy summer.
I was just about
shit.
To ask you that, bro. Like, what is it?
You know, is it Megan Thee Stallion?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I know where it comes from, but like, I know a hot girl summer is like. I don't think anybody knows what hot girl summer is. I'm just saying.
I think what the women have posted it and made it be led to, but not. This is just my opinion. I'm not a woman, so I'm not gonna speak for you.
We sound 37,
but yeah. I'm just gonna add what I think. I think that what women have led it to. On to believe it was, which I believe it was like, yo, I'm out here with, you know, doing my thing with any dude I want. It's not what it is. I just think now it's been like, I'm going to have a really fun summer and I'm a girl.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
I think hot girl summer I kind of knew what it meant, but like, mm-hmm. I feel like, again, like Meg knew what it went, but a lot of people were just kind of going with it just because like hot girl summer and they Internet just shit. Took it around with it. But
yeah.
A hot girl summer is just like kind of doing you and just enjoying yourself and worrying about yourself type shit. Mm-hmm. That's why everyone's coming out here saying like hot boy summer and shit. Mm-hmm. But then like people are obviously taking it to a different extent. But like, I think I get it, but I don't know if that's really it.
Do your thing, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Shorty's doing their thing, man. I definitely, at this point, I think if I was to look at the scoreboards, it'd say hot girl summer right now.
It's definitely hot girl summer.
The fellas ain't going crazy like that.
I mean, bro, look at all these.
I be having fun.
Hmm?
I be having fun, you know.
I think, I'm somewhere else with the shells. It's a hot girl summer on like the come up. Look at like Zendaya going crazy, like hella movies.
What's
Beyonce got?
I need to watch that shit.
What is that young lady's name? Little Mermaid, what is that young lady's name? She signed into Beyonce.
Yeah.
Look at her go up.
Yes,
Megan Thee
Stallion.
Cardi B still doing wonderful.
Yes, ma'am.
It's a hot girl summer.
Yep, you're right.
And
you know what I'm saying? Mary J. Blige at the BT Awards.
All going crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Auntie Mary.
I told this nigga, yo, is that Mary J. Blige? Where? I'm like, are you actually looking?
If you don't react like that when someone says, where's Mary J. Blige?
We do the math in your head. It's like, we're on a random rooftop.
I'd be so fucking Toronto, chill.
She could be.
A small community.
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah, it could have been her.
Why not?
I could live there.
I'm saying,
you're right.
I just thought she looked like Mary J. Blige, and then he took her for something else. And I was like, bro, oh wait, hold on. Are you actually looking?
Yeah.
Bro, I turned around and continued my day, and then I'm like, wait, hold on, Sheldon.
Did you actually think I meant that? Yeah, I did.
Oh, you believe it?
I thought Mary J. Blige was there because I would have loved for her to be there.
Yo, it's a fucking hot boy summer in this office, nigga.
Yeah. You just can't move. I'm trying not to move too much. Fucking hot.
I'm chilling. I'm good. I'm all right still.
Yeah. You just don't fucking move. Yeah.
Bro, I don't get how niggas be in Miami and just, or LA niggas too do the same thing. Just be like, it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot. Mm-hmm. And they're wearing pants, like outside, pants.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Shirt. Seen a man sweater. Yep. Hood up. Hat. Beanie. Winter hat.
Yep.
Not sweating.
Not sweating. That is the most important part. Not sweating. Crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Walking. They do walks. They
Miami.
Walk,
run. Like, they play ball. I'm like, why do you want to ball outside?
No sweat.
Why do you want to hoop right
it's
now?
It's crazy, bro.
Bro, I remember when Julian's cousin first came came to visit.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga's shirt was just always off. And like as a kid, like I don't really know what Miami is like that yet. Like to know it's really hot, but I'm like, Julian, just answer my door. It's 9 a.m. Your cousin's shirt off. We could be fucking getting food. I see him like going to dinner, like shirt on.
Shit.
Turn around 1 second. I swear to God,
shirt's gone, shirt off, bro. Shirt folded. To the side. What the fuck? I was there. I saw the same shirt.
I'm not lying, bro. This nigga just stays having his shirt off. And then I went to Miami. I'm like, oh.
Bro, I don't know why you watch
it. Yeah, like, bro, holy shit. I take my shirt off all the time, bro. Yeah. Like,
I never used to be like a really like a shirt off dude, but like it feels really freeing to just not have a shirt on. You know what I'm saying?
I have my shirt off moments. Yo, when I watch when I get back in this motherfucking gym. Man.
Hey,
when I used to be shirt off like in the winter and shit. I would use my butt naked.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo, I can get D's in like fucking 2 days. And niggas think it's a joke. I was talking to Ellie. Shout out my man, Ellie.
I think that's a joke.
Whatever.
Yo,
whatever.
Me.
Real shit?
Yo, yeah. I promise you, I can get D's in, okay, obviously not 2 days, but like 3 days you'll see.
Yo, no, yeah, results. 2 days.
3 days you'll see my results. Bro, I'm telling you, even when I start hooping, I just look at my legs. I'm like, yo, I thought a fucking horse is in my house. Because I looked at my legs in the dark. Yo, I'm telling you, I'm not even fucking boosting. Yo,
it's in my jeans for some reason. Yo honestly, if I go on the floor right now and do 10 push-ups, I'm coming up fucking shredded.
Wow.
I won't want to sweat the shirt. More.
That's a blessing.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. So,
it's fucking sick. Wow. You don't have to work out for months and then you just go back to the gym 2 days.
When you're ready to be D's.
Bro, even...
Yeah, whenever.
Look at my Instagram.
Like, oh, are you working out? I'm like, just start.
Yeah.
Actually,
bro, you can look at my Instagram. You'll see like when my face gets fat, and then when I realize, I'm like, oh shit, hold on,
let me
go downstairs real quick. Mm-hmm. It's gone, bro. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? I was talking to Ellie the other day, and last time we talked to him, he was on Mission Impossible, Ninja Type Warrior workouts. So I'm like, yo, like, how's your workouts been going? Like, you still in the gym? And he's like, oh, I took a break, but I'm coming back, but I'm still shredded. And I'm like, oh yeah. I got that.
You didn't have to add the last part.
Yeah.
But he did. I didn't ask you all that.
Still shredded, bro. One workout, you're just back.
Yeah, man. I need a chin workout for the day I decided to shave my beard. Because I was just feeling my chin just now. Like I feel it.
Ooh.
I don't have a stupid chin, you know?
Ooh.
You think could have a whack chin.
You think you're going to trim your beard one day?
I could have a bum chin. I don't even know what my chin
there's no
looks
butt
like.
Chin.
You think you're going to trim
how
your beard?
How you going to know that?
One day. Like,
fuck really?
Yeah, I might get tired of shit. Yo, honestly, I could grow a beard in 10 minutes, so it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, yeah.
If I would just want to fuck around and like,
bro, I have
if I do it, if I did a crime
or something,
or if I kill someone and shit.
But then, like in a week, they won't know it's you again.
Oh, I just keep shaving it. Yeah. Soul patch.
Yo,
if I go soul patch only mode,
I wouldn't even do this podcast anymore. Yeah, fuck that.
Start a painting channel, nigga.
Bro, the last time I had a fucking like baby face, bro, I wasn't even old enough to fucking walk outside alone.
That makes sense.
When did I get a beard?
Yeah, I'm about to ask you that.
Yours came in.
like grade six. Yeah, I had so, you know, grade six. I had like a little mustache going on.
Okay.
But in like grade nine, I definitely had my chin hairs out. Chin hairs are busting. Yeah, grade nine.
We're making fun of you because it was taking a while.
Yeah, I was a late bloomer, but you know what I mean. I shall strive.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was full chin strap. Full chin strap.
Connected with the earrings, nigga. Oh,
square earrings.
Sorry, fuck all that 12 shit.
12 years old.
Baby face.
You 12 know years it old. It looked like I should have had car keys in my hand. I was so fucking mature.
Bro, I had a chin. Yeah, I was good.
Yo, people were calling me sir. I'm like, oh, I'm 10, but whatever. Yeah, sure. Would you like to buy any cigarettes? Maybe, but, you got a lollipop?
No, I'm bro,
you get that lollipop.
Niggas thought Jermaine was the father when we went on vacation. And I'm like, bro,
my dad was bald. He had a bald face too. Yo, thank God for that goatee.
Yeah, man. Damn, man. My little mustache.
Could you imagine?
Oh my God, lining that up. I look like
mustache tray.
Yo, come on.
Could you imagine being bald on your head and your face?
Yo, what do you do?
Wait, bald on your head and your face?
Yeah.
I'm going
to look like a fucking rock. You have to
let me Google that. Let me Google that. Completely.
Those niggas
bald.
Look like fucking rocks, bro, and boulders, bro. Just you got to chisel your chin. Chisel your chin.
What? Yo.
Like if I had, you know those. YouTube,
the Rock.
Like, what?
He's bald on. He doesn't have a beard.
I want to see no eyebrows, nigga. I'm trying to go extreme with this.
Nah. I wasn't thinking no eyebrows. I'm just thinking. Oh, like, y'all know. Because a lot of niggas, when they're bald, they're bald because they rely on the beard. They do that whole thing.
Yeah, I'll go both. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has beards. He has like a little beard. He shaves it though.
He has goatees.
Yeah, he shaves it. Yeah.
But he's D's, bro. Like, if The Rock was skinny and fucking bald still, come on, he look like a joke.
Maybe I should be like the example. Maybe I should try it.
I want to watch those fucking movies.
Like, he wouldn't be in 8 movies a week, you know?
Come on, bro.
Bro, I don't know how. Bro,
Rock,
how many movies can you
off
fit
my
in your life,
stream, bro? Leave,
bro. How do you do all of them?
You've made enough money, bro. You're so greedy. You're greedy, just, Rock. Yeah, just, Dwayne, you are greedy, bro.
No, yo, there's
that's a deadly sin, bro. That's one of the 7 deadly sins is greed, bro.
Being in so many movies.
Yo,
I think he's just having his Kevin Hart moment. Like, Kevin Hart came in the game and was
it's
in
been a
every,
minute, bro.
Yo, Kevin Hart's was a minute, too.
Yo, he's taking work away from other people.
I feel like The Rock's
there are other hungry, D's, bald men
that
looking for a role, nigga. Yeah, and The Rock keeps taking the fucking muscular bald roles.
And I think it's coming to an end. I think this Rock...
He's getting younger, nigga.
Honestly, I don't know, man. They're doing like spin-offs.
I said The Rock. I'm so nervous, bro. No. The Rock is nervous. Yo, if this nigga's watching his podcast...
The Rock is nervous?
What the fuck?
Because I'm fucking up the bag.
The Rock will crunch us. Oh, my God. But nah, like, I think The Rock's movie end is coming to an end. Is coming to an end.
Nah, he's going
look at Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart will fuck around and do a movie right now.
He will. It's not like he was in every fucking movie.
He could be in a movie, honestly.
Bro, Kevin Hart was in shit I didn't think he could beat. Like, Jumanji? I didn't think Kevin Hart would ever beat Jumanji.
You watched it? I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it, no.
I watched it on the plane.
Yeah, I heard it was good, too.
That's a plane movie. You know,
plane
movies be hitting.
Yeah,
because it's just like I never watch this shit.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's
that's
like
a fact.
All right,
shout out to plane movies.
You feel me? Like, I'm not even gonna hold you. A lot of The Rock's movies I watch on a plane. Like, fuck, I look like watching Skyscraper on my
not on
time.
A plane.
Like,
fuck, I look like watching the shit on the ground,
like
nigga.
At the crib,
fuck, on the floor,
like,
niggas.
I have to be in some sort of fucking transportation, like on a train or a bus, to watch those type of movies. Because like, bro, the last time I took one of fucking Dwayne Johnson's movies serious, it was probably Walking Tall was all right. He was scrapping and that.
I remember that.
What was the dream where he's a football player?
Gridiron Gang.
Yeah, that was all right.
He was all right in that. And the other guys, he was kind of funny in that because he wasn't playing the main character. So it's like, you know.
He's good in that TV show. Is it Ballers?
Ballers,
he's all right. I watched a couple episodes. I'm not, you know, super fan or anything, but he's all right in that one.
Yo, what's your favorite movie, Paytana?
Oh my God.
From The Rock?
No, ever.
Just ever.
Oh, fucking Like Mike.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that, wow.
That was effort. You and fucking try. Yes. Oh, obviously.
Yeah.
Like Mike.
Watch the box on the mic about to drop.
Yeah, I'm watching that shit tonight.
Yeah, that's a good movie, yo.
Yeah.
But you know what? Oh, I noticed. So, I believe they do X Gonna Give It To You in that song, in that movie, right? When they're in the whip. Him and Morris Chestnut, right? When they're in the whip.
Yeah.
That song is better as a clean version.
Really?
Have you ever heard the dirty version? of X Gonna Give It To You. It's just, I don't know, I guess just growing up, I've heard the clean version so much. He has like growls and barks in certain spots that just hit so hard, bro.
Yo, that's then, a fact, because I do remember when I remember hearing the clear.
He's cussing a lot.
Yeah, the clean version, I'm like, oh! Yeah, I was getting like electrocuted by bad words.
Yeah.
Fuck. So many. I've never heard so many
weird,
bad words.
Yeah, it sounded weird. It sounds better when he has the growls and the barks, and this, they just sound like it. Just that's the perfect.
What an observation.
Yeah, man.
Speaking of DMX,
shout out to Darkman X.
Yeah, I never shout heard anyone that. Call him that, but yeah, shout out to Darkman.
Shout out DMX, man.
At one time. Lord, give me a sign, you know?
Push up anthem.
I always like ask questions like, to my niggas, like, yo, you guys gonna beat your kids or shit like that? And like, another question is like, are you guys gonna play like vulgar music in front of your kids?
Am I gonna play DMX?
You know? Yeah. I don't know. You know, I have a niece right now and I'm trying to stop swearing because I really swear a lot. Like, she can't understand anything I'm saying. So that's kind of why I didn't like tap into it. But I don't know. I'm swearing. I swear.
The baby one?
Yeah, like, the baby one.
Oh, the baby one.
Yeah, I'd be trying to chill.
Yeah, this is when they learn.
6 years old, 8 years old and shit. Like,
I mean, well, like, my other nieces are 13. And I think 15, 16. And like, I swear around them only because their pops swears around them. So I'm like, if pops are doing it.
Yeah.
Your dad's doing it. Y'all ain't like, blinking an eye when he does it. So I swear a little bit. But I try to chill around them too. Like,
I'll be scared of like that fine line where it's like, oh, he's doing it. Then I'm like, I'm wilding out. Yeah, pussy. Yeah. Like, hey. No pussy.
Oh, we not doing that?
Pussy's the line.
Pussy. I'm sorry. Okay. I had to see where the line was drawn. Yeah. So then now I'm good. No pussy. I got it.
No pussy.
But I'd be trying to get my nieces and my, well, he's not that old yet, but like my nephew, like,
yeah, how old is
just
JJ?
That real shit.
What's that?
It's two.
What you mean by that? Two.
I just try to give him that real shit. Like, I ain't trying to sugarcoat it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If you hit me, say, bitch, I'm going to look at you and say,
don't say that.
Like, yeah.
Because, yo, when we grew up, that was like, that's how we learned, like, what was a bad word.
Exactly.
Like,
and I think that's a good lesson in itself.
Yeah. Because we were listening to DMX one time.
And my dad.
I'm just like, yo, I'm like, what these bitches want from a nigga? My dad just turned it down. Trevon. Don't say that. Turn it back up. We're good.
You knew what it was, yeah.
Don't say that bar.
Yeah. At least I know there's something not to be said.
Yeah.
Nah, that's and real. I'd rather you hear it from me than like a...
Outside, yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather you hear... Nigga. Yeah, so next fuck nigga. So I just be like, if I swear, like before I used to be like, ooh, now I just look at them and
man,
say...
Man, you know, the flu shot?
Yeah.
How they give you a little bit of the virus, just a teeny bit of the virus.
Go ahead.
Wait, that's what they do in the flu. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, they give you a little piece of the virus, but it's not too much, just enough so that your body understands what it is and puts that shit up.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why a lot of niggas get sick after you get a flu shot. Sometimes you get a little sick.
Yeah, so you gotta slip in a couple fucks.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit, though. Oh, don't say that, though.
Only me.
Pussy ass, nigga. You hear what I do with that one?
Don't you ever group them up. When you get to the grouping now, then sit down. Sit down. I'll tell you about the grouping.
It makes it sound worse.
A lot.
You know what? Where's your father?
Yo, my dad taught me how to learn swear sick, though.
Oh, man.
Some people, like, overdo it. My dad, like, I saw the combos he hit him with, and, like, I'm like, oh, motherfucker. Ooh. Oh, shit. He did some crazy combos. Yeah. I hear whack swearing combos.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, to this day, I'll say a whack swearing combo. I'm like, that wasn't worth the swear.
It's too much, you know?
That was way too much. I get, like, I get goosebumps and shit. I'm like, yo, I overkilled that one.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm ordering food. I'll be like, yeah, toss some fucking pepperoni on that bitch. And I'm like, everyone's quiet. I'm like, yo. I don't even say nothing. I just be like, I just hold it to myself like too much straight. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Imagine your niggas like catch you every time. Hey, yo.
Yo, when your mans press you for some that's when you know, bro.
That's when you know, bro.
When fucking Sheldon grabs your wrist? Yo.
Yo.
Too much.
Look, man, I know we're 25.
Yeah.
Right?
Holy shit, bro.
It wasn't like, cool what you did back then.
Yeah, that is the fucking funniest shit ever, bro. Because when you really be just adding swear words and like, and you're just doing it. You know what I mean? There's no control over it sometimes. It just comes out and you're like,
oh, yeah. Whoof.
I have a potty mouth.
I'm tripping.
Speaking of tripping, y'all saw Midsommar?
What? Wait, what?
They were tripping in there.
Everybody was tripping.
No, on God, on Pete, and everybody. They was tripping in Midsommar.
In Midsommar? You watched it?
Yeah, I heard Maria watched it. It's a movie.
Huh.
It's like this cult-based like drama thriller.
It's called Midsommar?
Midsommar, but it's spelled Midsommar.
Not like the middle of summer.
Yeah.
Midsommar is a word.
But like, no, it's like...
No, what the fuck does that mean?
Oh, it's out right now.
Yeah, it just came out.
Okay.
But like a lot of, I think, what's the fucking brand that does this shit? A24 has done like a lot of good movies that are like kind of sick and twisted and the storyline's fucked. But
what else have they done?
A24.
That's a production company?
Yeah. They always show like, it's like some like crazy fucking movies. Like this one's in Sweden, I think Sweden.
Did they make Mother?
It Comes at Night. That one was good. The Witch. They did The Witch was fucked. I seen mid-90s, they did mid-90s. Good Time was crazy. Good Time is probably one of my favorite movies.
They did Moonlight?
They did fucking The Florida Project. Yeah, I didn't even know they did Moonlight. They did Killing of a Sacred Deer. This was wavy. Hereditary they did.
Ooh.
They got a lot of shits on their belt. Swiss Army Man is a fucking hilarious movie. It makes no sense, bro. You guys gotta watch it. Swiss Army Man. It's about a
yo. I fall asleep through too many movies because I've probably had the chance to see these movies many times.
Yeah, because I watch them all when you're there. But yeah,
that's what I was getting at.
They do a lot of good movies, and I'm gonna say this off the rip, off the meat. One of my favorite movies.
What's your favorite movie of all time?
Whiplash. That shit be crazy. Well, if you guys watch Whiplash, you know what I'm talking about. It came out in 2014. Yeah.
Whiplash.
It was one of those movies where I looked at Jermaine at the end of the film. Yeah, he was still out. And I'm like, yo.
Yes, you saw this shit?
Oh, the piano shit. I think that's
a drum.
those are drums. Yeah, he's a fucking alien, nigga.
Nah. Oh, it's drums.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Sheldon, Sheldon, you're making it worse.
Sheldon,
you're scaring me.
No.
Nah, bro, you're fucking sus.
Oh, the piano set.
And he said drums, and he said, oh, it's drums. Like, we just said that. His brain is skipping right now.
All the niggas back at the alien headquarters like, what are you doing? What are you gonna fucking blow it?
About to press the abort mission button.
After 26 years, you almost blew it.
Oh my god.
I know you know what I meant by that too.
Hey man, look.
Whiplash is a crazy movie, man. Regardless if Shells is an alien or not.
I might be.
Whiplash is a crazy alien.
That's my movie. Alien, man.
I might be.
What's your favorite alien movie?
I don't
know. All of them. Yeah, you fucking
right. I don't know whether.
Oh wow, we just have so many. I mean, there's just so many.
How many alien movies?
Wait, like Alien the actual movie or a movie?
Nah, like, you guys are too many questions, man. So y'all really
sorry, looked at the camera just now? Yeah. Nah. Free time to cut that shit out.
Yo, y'all really look like this though, Sheldon?
You said what?
Y'all really look like this?
I look like this. You see me.
Okay, I know you're not from outer space, but if you were from outer space, what was it? What's it like? If you were, I know you're not, but okay.
If you were, yeah.
I don't know, man. It's probably what the movies.
Exactly what I thought you would say. Exactly what I thought you would say. This
Jesse KG says Old Town Road remixes.
How many are there? Yeah, I miss all of them.
Yeah, what's the question?
I heard the original one.
He's saying, like, what do you think? There's so many of them. That's why. Like, he's doing a remix with everybody, bro. Mm-hmm.
I like the
shout out of that, man.
I like the Mason one, though.
Which one?
Mason.
With Thugger?
Yeah, Thugger.
But I did like hear Mason's that. I heard
part.
A snippet.
I like Thugger's part, too.
I like Thugger's part, yeah.
I thought they should have done that from the jump. Should have been. It should have been.
The original.
It should have been Lil Nas X with Billy Ray Cyrus and Mason Ramsey. I think that's his name.
Who's that?
Who's ooh. Mason Ramsey?
Oh my god, bro! By the time I'm
the Yodeling kid.
Yeah. Oh, in Walmart.
Yeah,
that's him.
That's him. Yeah,
crazy. Yeah. He has his own music, all right.
Yeah, he'd be famous for him.
He be going crazy.
Yeah, he be going crazy.
Young Beaver.
Yeah,
bro. By the time I'm actually 7 years old, I'm gonna be so fucking out of the loop. Because I'm like this now.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, literally, if I'm having a conversation and people bring up 10 things, like, have you seen it? Have you done this? Have you heard that?
Yeah.
Most of them, I'll say no 8 times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
I'm scared of being left behind.
I'd be too invested. I ain't gonna lie. So you're all right, bro. I'd be too invested.
You'll keep us in tune?
No. I'm trying to disconnect from that shit. Yeah, I'm trying to be like Jermaine.
Because
I don't care. I just be wasting
time. There's just so much shit happening.
Yeah.
I know one or two things. I'm like, okay, I'll take note of that. Okay, cool.
These is nice tweet.
That's it.
Trump gonna pull up at Yams Day and it's gonna be weird as fuck.
Nah. He not invited.
He not invited for sure.
One of the hardest lines from Future is Lola ASAP Yams. I'm on that coding right now.
Yeah.
We was listening to Future and looking at the city.
Ooh.
It looked different.
It looked different, bro.
Yo, totally different. Yo,
yeah. I said sometimes I just stand up and look at the city and listen to Future.
Mm-hmm. You got to be standing, though.
You got to be standing.
Yeah, you can't be standing. You got to be standing.
Just look at the building and say, damn.
Damn.
That's a building.
That's a building.
And this is that Future. Yeah, a super building.
It was crazy. Shells didn't believe me. I said, stand up right here.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I said, stand up right here. He said, give me some space. I'm like, all right, bet. And he saw it.
Yep.
He was a believer, future,
man.
That's a Fendi.
Thug's about to drop his album. I'm excited about that.
Big Nas dropped something.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
What
Lost,
do you do?
The Lost Tapes, too, yeah.
Huh?
The Lost Tapes, too.
Oh, it's a mixtape?
Yeah, I think so. I think that might just be the name of it. It might actually be like an album, but yeah.
Shout out to that. Yo, you see, you watch the whole Cassidy battle? With nigga, I'm 60 what, nigga? What's the shit called? The W style shit, nigga?
Oh, no,
URL. Search, nigga.
URL.
Yeah, URL. No, I was about to say WWW.
You know the .com
style? The HTTP.
With the internet, what they call it?
Yeah, URL shit.
Yo.
Man, I don't even know my fucking question anymore. Too much brain power.
You just gotta chill out.
He's too
shows.
Fucking hot, bro.
But yeah, Cassidy was scared.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's thing is to say, like, whenever like a certain situation happens, he's like, "Yo, we had fun." He says, "Yo, it's good, clean fun, man."
And I'm
like,
"Yo,
this nigga just like,
yo, you know, I don't know, bro. You know your parents, but
yeah, he just rock with it for a minute. Like, he'll keep bringing up the party like months later. You guys remember that party like that? It was last week. Good, clean fun, like, man. Like that's all it was.
It was good. It was clean. And you know what? It was fun.
Bro, look, that's."
And they're never wrong.
They're never wrong.
Because you got to think about it, yo. A lot of the things that we can have fun with might not be clean fun
or good.
But when you have good, clean fun,
it's like a fucking triple threat.
Yeah, it's like, bro, it's good, that's nigga. Rare, man.
Bro, I asked my dad what he thought about the podcast. It's good, clean fun. I'm like, yo, that's it. Yeah, we got the formula.
That's our new slogan.
Yeah.
Good, clean, random order. You know what?
Yeah.
I like that still. I like that.
It's a lot of bad words, though.
But who says they're bad, you know?
Yeah. Because I just told y'all niggas, like, fuck out of here. My dad just posted something, him like chilling at his crib, and he's saying good, clean fun. And it looks like he's having some good, clean fun here. So,
bro. Yo, you know your parents, like, say it.
We need more of that, bro.
Need more good, clean fun. You know your parents, like, they keep repeating the same thing?
What you mean?
Like, over time, like, they keep saying the same thing. Or they tell you a story, like, 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring it up, like, it's the first time every single time.
Oh, yeah. Yep, my aunt does that. Shout out to my aunt.
Bro, like, it's a brand new story. Like, man, you never know. You never guess what happened the other day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Some new shit. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I let him tell it to
me. It was at a barbecue. Always. And then Pam had bought the hot dogs. Oh, my God. Hot dog story.
Yeah,
about the hot dogs. Yeah,
I tell you.
And then she said, "Oh, I thought I told you to get the buns." I'm like, "You bringing the hot dogs? Like, why you bring the buns?" That okay. Bro, literally, and that's same thing. The good, clean, fun thing is another example. He always brings up like
all
the brand new idea. Mm-hmm. You know what that was?
Mm-hmm.
It was good, clean, fun.
Yeah, man. Like,
yeah.
It was good. You know, Jermaine, it was clean.
Well, I know it's crazy right now.
It was fun.
It was fun.
What's that?
Wet b-hole syndrome. It's happening right now. It's happening.
It's the last time happening on the podcast.
That's the most real this shit could get. Good, clean, fun. We told y'all niggas Friday night vibes.
Yeah. Well,
my dad
clean.
Is coming with the caption right now. I'm sorry. Friday night vibes.
Oh, that's what he said?
Yeah. Look, he said, you ready for this one? Keep cool at the house.
Ooh.
And trying to stay out of trouble.
Ooh.
Look at that.
Just get it.
You already know what the third one is.
What is it? Just so they know.
Good, clean, fun. Come on now.
Oh, man.
Put a beat on. Let me. Our last man, fucking, yo, put a fucking beat on, man. I'm here to do it.
That's our last night in the office.
Or should we do? Never mind.
Honestly, what?
No.
In this office, on this channel, on this podcast, rather. yo, and it wouldn't be right if we didn't go out with some freestyles, man. So, you know what I'm saying? We gotta keep it royalty free, you guys. Not the best. But we gotta work with what we got.
Oh, man.
That's it.
Oh, man.
Fuck
oh,
it.
Man. Yo. Give me a topic.
Yo, fucking baseball.
Yo, I play baseball every now and then.
Yeah.
If I see you in the park, Hold on.
Yo,
hold on.
Yo.
Baseball? This beat is really hard, I'm gonna be honest. This beat is really hard. I'm gonna be honest here. All right.
You started off nice.
A lot of pressure there.
No, you're good, bro.
Shells is dying.
Yeah.
Just take off the sweater.
It's not the sweater anymore, bro. It's just life here.
Life is rough here.
It's life here, man. You know?
I got something for you, man.
Yo, what's this?
Yo, it's called Cali Magic. Yeah.
Oh.
Bow.
He said, come on.
What the fuck? Caesar salad.
He
shit.
Said, come on.
Caesar salad.
Not a real lyricist.
You're not a real lyricist, bro.
Yo, who the fuck
Caesar salad, I'm nigga. Not a lyricist, nigga. Pussy? Pass my chicken over there and put it in the Caesar salad, bitch. Hey. Is that what you said? Nigga about to rap on his beat.
Horse.
Like my name Fred. Fuck the little horse in that.
Whoa.
Okay, guys. Let's just sign out normally and wow. Let's just
all right, yeah. Oh yeah, so yo, you already know what it is, man. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of Random Order. We just tried to freestyle, but it was getting too offensive, and yeah. we couldn't control it because it's freestyle.
Put a beat back.
Whatever up. Came. Oh, all right.
Who are you talking to?
Yo, so
let's
man.
Get it.
This for shelves. Oh, this fucking beat.
Come on, man, you gotta
Yo,
do it.
For Shells.
Royalty free.
This is my man's.
Yeah, please. Let's get it.
Yeah, that's my man Shells.
Yeah.
My man Shells.
Yeah.
You know what they say?
What?
About Shells.
What?
You got mad Shells.
Chopped cheese.
You got mad Shells.
Yeah.
You know what they say?
What?
You got mad Shells.
All of that.
I'm eating chopped cheese with my dookie on. Yo, you know what? I'm out of here.
Yeah, that was pretty fire. I was actually.
Yeah, I was kind of slapping. What the fuck is dookie?
A hat, something.
Yeah, Duke like a
toque. Like a baby hat.
Like a toque.
A brown toque.
Yeah, Dookie. But
yeah, no, it works. Yeah,
honestly, I feel like it is because I feel like I've heard New York niggas say Dookie like it's a hat.
Yeah.
Bro.
Oh, they say what up, Duke.
Yeah.
I
so it makes sense. Yeah.
I just go back in.
Yeah.
These niggas want me to rap, I'll go right in.
Doorbell.
I see a doorbell open, I'm going right in.
Ooh.
I'm not ringing the doorbell, I'm going right in.
That's
scooter.
Right.
See me on your scooter, yeah, I took that shit.
Ooh.
I can come off the top, but I'm going to take that shit. You talk like a man, but you look like
Christmas
a
Christmas tree.
I took a Christmas tree, you should already know. Call me the Grinch, nigga. I'm smoking mad greens, got your bitch over there. Doing something mean.
Salad.
Ooh, I mean salad too. It's a Caesar salad, boo. I got it from Wendy's. $5.99. I'm in the beach house, chilling, pumping beach house. Ooh, you know that album? I mean that.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah, BMX. I like them niggas. I took my BMX. I went to the store and I caught me Chet Mix. You pussy ass niggas don't know about Chet Mix. I'll keep fucking going even if the beat is off. Come back, nigga, like
oh,
Caesar
shit.
Sauce.
That's it, battery.
That's what it is. I got a battery, nigga. God, don't stop. Like Playboy Cardi, cause he don't stop. Or is that P. Diddy? Cause he won't stop.
Ooh.
Pencil. I got a pencil on me right here.
Yeah.
Niggas really talk to me. I throw it right there.
Yeah.
In your fucking eye, nigga. Now you fucking blind, nigga. Looking at me. I'm like, nah, that can't be mine,
Orange
nigga.
Crush.
Ooh. Orange Crush on the fucking desk. Cause Fate 10 is a nasty freak. He likes
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And shout out Fate 10. You see me in the bin. Not in
Mitsubishi.
The slammer.
Mitsubishi.
Or Mitsubishi. Niggas really can't see me. I like got diabetes. Cause I'm so nice. Yeah, I spit that cook crack. Niggas know what it is. Yeah, I got that cook crack. Unless you a fan, I ain't got no cook crack.
Vacuum.
But if you not, I'll vacuum it up. Yeah.
That shit.
Wow.
It's whatever.
Yo, that was incredible.
Nah, and you said you couldn't do it.
Yo. We pushed you to do that. You didn't want to do that. We knew you could be great. You know what I'm saying?
Basketball shorts.
Nah.
Sheldon, basketball shorts.
Basketball shorts.
Said it.
Come on, Shells.
Yo, fuck. Yo,
basketball shorts.
Basketball shorts.
I dunk on Trey in my basketball shorts.
Yeah.
Come with you, I got basketball shorts.
Banana seeds.
I'll be at your crib eating banana seeds in my basketball shorts.
Yeah.
What you know about that? Yeah, that's it, man. Fuck out of here.
What's the word? Rockets.
Man, I love rockets. The fucking candies. They taste so good. Yeah, they taste fendi dandy. Whatever that means, shout my man Randy Dandy. I saw him the other day. He was looking fine and dandy. The sweater that he had, it was an owl on it. Yeah, shout out OVO. It was an owl on it. Yeah. Y'all can hear that. Y'all can hear me. You can only watch me Bobby on your TV. Shout out Bobby V. He doing his little thing. I heard he has a little show. Shout out OVO one more time again. Because he performing at OVO. Yes. Bobby V going to be there. I'll Facebook. Probably pull up to it with my Facebook. I accepted the invite from Drake. He said, come through. I said, I might be late. Hey. Oh, I could be early. But one thing for sure, I'm going to be there. And that's Trudeau. Shout my man Trudeau, too. Yeah, we all them. Trudeau must get me in the booth. I get him in the booth, too, because I'm just that man. I'm just that fine. I'm that man, nigga. And you can bite my line, nigga. Bite my lines. A camel, you said?
Yeah.
A camel with the two humps and the tails, you said?
Yeah.
Shit, nigga. I saw that animal on the Animal Planet. Niggas is, man, I was talking to Janet Jackson.
You was talking to Janet?
She told me to say hi to you, actually, on the beat.
Yeah, what's
she
up,
said,
Janet?
Yeah, I told you, said, what's up?
This ain't Janet, this ain't it. Me to you, Janet, I see you, man.
Janet, he got a message.
I was listening to your brother earlier.
She said, I had a feeling you were going to freestyle at the end. Mm. So just, if you can say hi to Trey for me.
That makes sense.
And I just did that, so.
That makes sense.
Yo, yeah, I got a rocket launcher in my back pocket. Niggas really see me. Yeah, I really got it. Woo! Fucked up.
That's how you end a freestyle. If you're gonna end a freestyle,
who
better
said
like
I was
that.
Ending? Man, we gotta please. Go. Shells is hot.
Yeah, Shells is sweating.
Shells is hot. We already gave y'all enough balls.
Four
man.
Beads of sweat down.
What happens
back
when already. Chocolate gets hot, bro?
The chocolate melts.
Yo, we can't have him melting in my chair.
Damn, you a damn freak. Yo, you know what I just reminded myself of when people when people say, oh, so and so said hi. And shit, like, they're not around. It's just me and you. So, what the fuck am I saying? Okay.
What the fuck is this show?
This is you guys going to gym.
You can send this later, bro. Like, you literally just kept us here for an extra hour.
I'm sorry. That's really fucking funny, though.
Pretty much.
Like, look at his fucking face.
How'd you find this?
It just popped up on my timeline.
Yeah.
Well, your voice okay? Popped up on my timeline.
Yeah, he's melting. Yeah,
that's fucking the fuck out of here, y'all guys. Shells is melting. We got a fucking
yo, my man melting this. In his chair right over there. Thank you for watching or listening to another episode of Random Order. Mm-hmm. You already know what it is, man. It's your boy Jay, the most handsome. If you're listening, subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel or to watch the fucking video. Listen to us on a pod. I always fuck the shit up. Listen to us on the iTunes podcast app and drop 5 stars and say some nice shit. We're also available on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud. Yo, 4ye.ca. You're going to be there soon. It's coming.
Yeah, I think, depending on when this episode comes out.
We're trying to do a two-week thing, so.
It's not. But let's just, all I'm going to say is, Carabana, you know?
Ooh.
Little thing.
Stay tuned.
Y'all already know what it is. We're trying to figure out this fucking schedule, clearly.
I think we got it. I think we're on a good path.
Looks like we're just fucking dropping whenever. What we're aiming for is Mondays and Thursdays, if everything goes smooth. But life happens, and sometimes you get it Saturday and Monday.
Yeah.
Get it when you get it.
Niggas get it when you get it, man. You know what it is. Baby Trey signing out, man. I'm the one and only baby, man. You know what it is.
Yeah,
shout out to Lil Baby. Shout out to Da Baby. Shout out to Bad Baby. Shout out to Weezy F Baby. Shout out
Da Baby Baby.
Da Baby Baby. Shout out your brother baby. Shout out my little baby.
Shout out Bad Baby. She did a thing on that Gucci Slip Slap song.
Shout out Baby Williams.
Baby Williams.
No?
Shout out, baby.
5 stars.
No matter what he does to Lil Wayne, I'm still going to be like, wow, that's Birdman, though.
That's Birdman, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man.
Yeah, you know what it is, man. Shout out Birdman, man.
Yeah.
It's been a minute. I'll shout out Birdman quick, but not Brian, you know? It's different.
Mm.
Birdman is just Birdman. Brian's doing some crazy shit right now.
Okay.
Brian is like, you in trouble,
my
Brian.
Beef is with Brian. Okay. Baby,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. I feel that.
Yeah,
for sure.
Shout out Birdman, man. You know what it is.
100.
Baby Trey, man, I'm out. Y'all make sure you stay tuned on the on all them links. And yeah, fuck with us, man. You know what it is.
Yeah, we out. That's it.
It's like, I really got to get out of here.
Yeah, that's it.
We out, bye.
No quote. No,
nah, I got a fucking quote. Sheldon
left. Sheldon has exited the chat. If this was a chat, Sheldon would be fucking out of it.
Sheldon's gone. Fuck, Sheldon said something really funny last episode, and I really wanted it to end as a quote of the day.
You forgot it?
I did forget it, yeah. Oh, okay.
This nigga's mic is above his head.
You know what? You know what? You know what? You know what, guys? There's no quote of the day for today's episode.
Sheldon has signed out.
Yeah. That's the quote of the day. Sheldon has signed out.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.